Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm speaking with Venky Nagapudi, who is the VP of Product Management at Vexata. How's it going, Venky?
I'm good, Gary. Thanks for this opportunity to talk to you all.
So tell us a little bit about your role at Vexata and also Vexata, the company.
So my role at Vexata is predominantly product management for the enterprise and cloud storage products that we build. Additionally to the product itself, the means of consumption of the product is generally through solutions. So I take care of the solutions aspect of our product, coming up with meaningful solutions around, let's say, database and analytics applications. And that's one of the big things that me and my team deliver for Vexata. So while I'm getting all these solutions done, I work with companies such as Intel, a close partner of ours, a number of ISV and IHV vendors, right, to create the solutions that are meaningful for our end customers. So about the company itself, we are just over 3 years and 10 months old. We started out in December of 2013, and I've been with the company from the beginning of time. So I'm one of the early co-founders, I mean, technical founders of the company. So employee number four, really. We've been building what we believe is the highest performing enterprise and cloud storage that is relevant not just for 3D NAND and flash, essentially, but also the generation beyond, which is all the non-volatile memories such as 3D XPoint that Intel is introducing. So our main focus is on essentially bringing application acceleration for the applications that power the digital economy. And these could be the Oracle, SAS, SAP, SQL Server, anything on the database and analytics side of things, as well as any of the newer emerging applications that are all about trying to get to real-time transaction processing, getting to deliver analytics at the highest speed possible, and you know, such like workloads. So our main focus is on figuring out how to accelerate all of these applications by fundamentally addressing the problem that they all face today, which is, you know, how do they get access to data at the highest bandwidth and at the lowest latency possible? That's the problem that we decided to solve in 2013 when we started out. And now, just over 3.5 years out, we are in production with a number of our flash-based systems, as well as probably the only all 3D XPoint array in the market and all Optane array that we have introduced over the last few months.
Talk a little bit about your working with the Intel SSD team to provide some of the storage media performance products.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we started out in early 2014, we were looking at what kind of enterprise storage architecture we needed to build. Importantly, what we decided we need to look into was the newer media types that were showing up, right? I mean, and 3D XPoint being the most important one. So we decided that we would build an architecture that would do fullest justice to 3D XPoint and not just flash. So we showed off a prototype where from a bunch of hosts talking to a storage array, let's say, we showed off a prototype that would have ultra-low latencies, let's say end-to-end 10 microseconds of latency, so that when a new media type such as 3D XPoint showed up, which would be, let's say, 10 microseconds of latency by itself, we would not add any more than, let's say, 10 microseconds to already existing media latencies. And we decided to build an architecture that would enable enterprise class storage services around 3D XPoint. And of course, such an architecture would need to be ultra low latency, would need to pretty much match the bandwidth of what each of these drives were able to provide. And for example, in our box, we have 64 drives of flash or 3D XPoint. And we said that, you know, when we started out, the goal was to essentially create something that would bring out the performance of all of these drives without diluting the low latency story and high bandwidth and high IOPS story that was all about 3D XPoint, right? And we started out with that, and we built a very, very differentiated architecture that essentially brings out the best out of Intel's drives. And we have been engaging with the Intel SSD teams over the last few years to show off the performance of their drives inside our box, and importantly, also show off the performance of the box with the newer platforms and so on, the newest generation of processors, and show an end-to-end solution. We did not restrict it to just showing off storage performance. We wanted to showcase what it means to the end customer who deploys our box in conjunction with Intel-based servers. You know, how do we show performance for Oracle, for SQL Server, for KX, for SAS analytics? And we had two legs, if you will, of how we interacted with Intel, right? One on the SSD side and the other showing off the software that would run on Intel servers talking to our array.
The box that you're referring to for our listeners, is that the Xata VX100F array?
Yeah, so we have two versions of our box. There is the all-flash array, which is the VX100F, and there is the all-optane array, which is the VX100M. In this case, it's memory class storage. What we figured is that we needed to differentiate these two solutions, one that is used for a lot of enterprise consolidation, which is all flash-based, and the other, which generally gets used for in-memory sort of extensions and is at a much higher performance level than the flash array itself. That is the VX100M memory class storage array.
Talk about your target customer. Who would be an ideal customer to buy your products?
So there are essentially a number of customers who value performance on the enterprise side of things. And these are the financials where, let's say, low latency matters significantly for them as they try to generate revenues out of, let's say, transaction processing for, you know, HFT and things like that. There are these enterprises that need to analyze data extremely fast and, let's say, 10x faster than what they were able to because they need to get to faster insights. And these are the banks, for example, that deploy SaaS analytics that enable them to understand, let's say, customer churn, where do they need to focus their efforts on, right? I mean, they need to do risk analytics, let's say. They're the ones that need ultra-high performance that is also very economical, right? I mean, so something like what we have built essentially can be used for mass deployment of all these different technologies, whether it's high-speed transaction processing or high-speed analytics. A lot of customers in the financial side of things, in retail, healthcare. And beyond that, if you take a look at what's happening on the cloud side of things, the cloud is all about consolidation of various workloads onto the most efficient and the most economical infrastructure that is possible. There we see that the performance of the underlying storage infrastructure influences a lot of services that the cloud service providers, let's say, are able to offer. It's very important to have the ability to cater to uncertain workloads. There are times when applications come on, users come on, right? I mean, they generally tend to create a lot of back-end storage I/O processing demands that are not very easily met unless the storage infrastructure is extremely high in terms of performance. A number of our end customers are actually throwing a lot of difficult workloads that, like Oracle, like MySQL, onto our box in the cloud. I mean, with us, they can get to 10 times higher performance, which means they can address a lot more consolidation with the kind of box that we are offering.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about Vexata?
www.vexata.com. So you'll find a lot of information about us for both enterprise and cloud, as well as all the solutions that we have created, and many of them jointly created with Intel for Oracle, SQL Server, KX, and SAS, all of those. We have a variety of collateral, you know, solution briefs, data sheets, and so on that you can access online. Also, we are going to have a huge presence at the Oracle Open World that is showing up, you know, October 1st through 5th. We have a big booth there where we are going to highlight a number of Oracle solutions for both flash and Optane-based implementations of our array.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time and best wishes to Vexata.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gary.